from KQED.
Technologies that help people take charge of their health are taking a big leap forward. That's according to organizers of this year's Health 2.0 conference. More than 1,500 developers, researchers, and healthcare providers are in San Francisco this week to figure out how to integrate cutting-edge technologies into the healthcare delivery system. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim has the details.
No health technology conference would be complete without a presentation of the latest tools for your computer and smartphone.
So you're looking at a real-time monitor into my nervous system. The app is called SweetBeat, and it's measuring my heart rate variability.
That one was from Sweetwater Health. There was also a home radar system to promote elder safety from Stealth Health.
We can do things like fall detection in the shower.
And from a company called Thrive, a mobile phone food coach that helps you track how much you've eaten by creating a visual of the amount of space your meal takes up on your plate.
We realize that consumers don't know what 4 ounces of chicken looks like or half a cup of rice.
Indu Subbiah is CEO and co-founder of the Health 2.0 conference, now in its sixth year.
This year's Health 2.0 is all about this huge ecosystem of technology applications finally coming to the consumer in very useful ways.
Subbiah says that's because telecommunications companies like AT&T and Verizon and health plans like Aetna are getting involved in these technologies in a big way.
Companies that have means of reaching millions of consumers that can actually be distribution mechanisms for these tools.
Subbiah says a big question the conference will tackle this year is how to make all the data these tools capture useful to doctors and other players in the healthcare delivery system. That's welcome news to Drew Palin from Minnesota, whose company makes mobile healthcare devices and applications. Palin is cautiously optimistic. He says the technologies still have a long way to go before there's evidence they can have a real impact on health.
There's a lot of energy and innovation, but there haven't been a lot of proof points, nor have there been a lot of successful business models. So still trying to find how to deliver results and get paid for it.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has just begun to regulate mobile medical applications, and only a handful have been approved. The agency could finalize its regulatory guidelines by the end of this year. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.